So, in Copenhagen, the presentations are finished and the horse trading has begun. Joining us now, BBC Sports News correspondent Alex Capstick joins us from Copenhagen, where the International Olympic Committee is now considering all the bids officially from all the presenters. You've got Madrid, you've got Tokyo, you've got, of course, Chicago and Rio. Alex, you've got to admire the IOC for ramping up the sense of suspense for something that's basically just a business deal here, right?
Well, it's a very tense and tight battle. I think the four bidding cities would say it's a little bit more than a business deal. Getting the Olympics, of course, is worth hundreds of millions of dollars in investment, lots of jobs. So these, and of course, the prestige of being on the centre of the global stage for those 2 weeks in 2016. We're halfway through the presentations. We're just looking at Rio's at the moment, a very detailed look at their bid plan. And the president of Rio, Luis Inácio Lula da Silva, will be making an appearance, I presume, towards the end of their presentation. Earlier on in the day, Chicago got up, and President Obama, of course, on a whirlwind visit here. He'll spend 5 hours in Copenhagen, the first of it in the presentation hall, where he was the climax to Chicago's presentation. A personal
here, Alex, let's listen to the president for just a moment, President Obama, and then we can sort of ask you how he did. Listen to this.
At the beginning of this new century, the nation that has been shaped by people from around the world wants a chance to inspire it once more, to ignite the spirit of possibility at the heart of the Olympic and Paralympic movement in a new generation, to offer a stage worthy of the extraordinary talent and dynamism offered by nations joined together, to host games that unite us in noble competition.
Well, later this afternoon, we're going to know if the Olympics is coming to the United States. Alex, how did President Obama do?
Well, this was Chicago's trump card. Of course, he said he wasn't going to go to or come to Copenhagen, changed his mind, and he made his presentation. It was 4 or 5 minutes. They went over their allotted time, actually, by 2 minutes, which won't go down well with some of the IOC members, but they weren't going to stop the President of the United States in full flow. And yes, as I said, it was a personal plea, inviting the world to come to Chicago, Chicago, the town he calls home now. He met his wife there, and that's where they lived before they moved to Washington. I should say, actually, Michelle Obama gave a very emotional appeal to the IOC members just before her husband, and she talked about her father and how her father, despite being disabled with multiple sclerosis, had helped her get into sport and learn to throw a punch and kick a ball.
Well, emotional stuff, and everyone's pulling out all the stops. Alex Capstick, BBC Sports News correspondent, thanks so much. We will know the result later on today. Thanks so much. So we wanted to actually recreate the sense of the pitching here in the studio, and so we've asked Femi Oke to actually give us a sense of how people in both Rio and Chicago, which are believed to be the front-running,
the top two, apparently, how
they are actually, how they would pitch their cities if they could do it to us, and we're the IOC. What did you find?
Absolutely. So I went cold calling some bars in Chicago and Rio, and you find out how hospitable a city is
You're
calling them late at night when they're really, really busy. Have a listen out to Hanato Tejede. He is a bartender at the Mariner Suites Hotel Bar in an upscale neighborhood in Rio.
On Friday, we're going to have a big party here because the results are going to come out on Friday, and people are going to make a party just to know the result. So we are willing to have the Olympic Games here. So 100%, I'm 100% sure that if we have the Olympic Games here, the world would never forget.
Very confident sounding.
Very, very confident. Not as confident, though, as Lucia Gamares. She is a journalist. She is based here in the U.S., but she was born in Rio. She's a Rio fanatic. Have a listen to her pitch.
Rio dances better, it cooks better, it smiles better. It treats foreigners much better. The cab drivers are reliable, adorable, amazing storytellers.
Oh my goodness, okay, so the only person who's big enough to actually counteract Lucia as far as Rio and Chicago is concerned is the Chicago journalist. He's a syndicated columnist, Clarence Page. Take it away, Clarence.
What I really like in comparison to Rio is that in the summertime, we too have beautiful beaches and a lovely backdrop of skyscrapers, and you get all that and America too. So what more could you ask?
What more could you ask? I wonder what the IOC will be doing later on today. That's the people's pitch, John.
Well, you should, you know, email your pitch. Email that information to the
IOC. Do I have time? I'm going to text it.
But we should say the bookmakers are the ones who believe that Rio and Chicago are the top vote-getters here.
Odds.
I mean, it could go to Tokyo and Madrid. But let's move to Lynette Kalsness, arts and culture reporter with WBEZ, public radio station in Chicago. Good morning, Lynette.
Good morning.
So I gather, and I used to live in Chicago, love the city. It would be a fabulous place for the Olympics. But I gather there are some people in Chicago who wish that it would be Rio, Madrid, or Tokyo, right?
That's indeed the case. The most recent poll has the support at, you know, a little over 70%, but just sort of anecdotally talking to people, there are some folks who are concerned about the games coming here. They talk about the city's deficit, worried about getting stuck with the bill for this.
So tell us about one of the residents that you spoke with.
Sure. Would you like to talk? Otto Miller would be one of the residents I talked to who's actually quite a big supporter of the games. He's hoping for jobs and economic development here. And I've got some tape from him.
Yeah, I'm completely against it. I think it'll possibly displace a lot of people, or at least resources for people who are, you know, don't have a voice necessarily to speak out against it.
How is it going to affect our way of life? And is it going to be worth it to live in the city? The bottom line is, I don't know if it's worth it in the long run.
Now, is that a real sort of politically valid statement, or are those just complainers?
You know, the thing that's really interesting, of course, Chicago and Illinois have had some pretty well-publicized issues with corruption. And so the folks here, especially Anna Weinkraut, the first woman you heard from, really, I've heard a lot about the trust issue, that people are really concerned that between the corruption and a recent debacle we had over how parking meters were installed and the cost of them, people have some level of distrust. And
indeed,
I think that that is something we hear a lot.
But Chicago, you know, has Oprah. You know, who knows, they could play that card. The Lynette Kalsness, arts and culture reporter with WBEZ. Thanks so much for that. Chicago, will it be the Olympic city in 2016? We'll find out later today.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.